Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Riley Keough is reflecting on her late mother, Lisa Marie Presley, and her grandmother Priscilla Presley's vastly different approaches to life in the public eye. During the famous offspring's recent interview on the SiriusXM show Inside Graceland, Keough, 34, opened up to host Joel Weinshanker about how Elvis Presley's daughter completely hid from the spotlight while the Burning Love singer's former spouse, 78, embraced her public platform. You have a grandmother who loves to be the master of ceremonies, she loves to be in the limelight, and she loves to be very welcoming, Weinshanker pointed out to the Logan Lucky actress. And you had a mother who was exactly the opposite. I think, you know, everybody's different, Keough explained to the two. My mother wasn't somebody who liked attention. She didn't like being in the public eye, which is a crazy situation that she was born into for somebody who doesn't like attention. Despite not wanting to be thrust into the public eye, the Lights Out vocalist, who was 54 when she passed away in January, enjoyed being around people who adored her father. But she loved coming to Graceland, she loved the fans, and she loved being with the original generation of Elvis fans, the Daisy Jones and the Six Star revealed. And my grandmother, obviously, for so many years, she dedicated her whole life to Elvis' legacy, Keough said of the matriarch of the family. As for herself, Keough admitted she's continued to figure out her relationship with fame. I don't really know where I exist on that spectrum, she explained. I love being involved because it's my family and I care about them, and we'll see how that works out in the future, the Runaways' Alum said while laughing. Following the shocking death of the songwriter, who died of small bowel obstruction caused by a bariatric surgery she had undergone, Keough and her younger sisters, 14-year-old twins Harper and Finley, have continued to pick up the pieces. She's still grieving, a source explained to the Lodge Star, whose father is Presley's former husband Danny Keough. While the sadness will never go away, Riley's doing her best to heal. Clearly, Keough is thinking about her late mama. Feel blessed to have a photo of the last time I saw my beautiful mama. Grateful that Georgie Flores took this, Keough penned alongside a picture of herself and her mom at a touching tribute shared to Instagram shortly after her passing.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.